Focus is the new IQ. I learned that last week, actually. So prior batches did not hear focus is the new IQ, right? It's a new concept, and you achieve focus by clarifying, iterating, reiterating mission, okay? Mission to be effective has to be clear, number one. And thank God we do have Honor God, Make Disciples as a clear overall mission. Your job is to reiterate it so it comes alive in your church, okay? Mission to be effective has to be so clear it is understood by the lowest, least member of your church. When people get it, okay, when the lowest common denominator gets it, that's when that church moves as a unit, and it will be unstoppable, okay? Vision also achieves focus, okay? The rarest commodity in life today is attention span. Too many people, lalo na po Pasko, nako, talk about losing focus, okay? People burn themselves out and don't even get anywhere near what Christmas is all about or who Christmas is all about, as we all know, okay? So, we are the administrators of mission and vision, okay? If there is one thing an organizational leader must have, is clarity of mission, okay? And clarity of vision, okay? So, yung vision naman, is it compelling, okay? Because ang vision is like, let me continue first, okay? On page 5, there are two ways to do vision. Number one, okay, click that slide for me. All right, vision. What is my vision? How do I accomplish it? Let's do it, okay? And, well, the people who prepared the manual already did the crossing out for you. I wanted you to cross that out for yourself. But, nabisto na ako, nandiyan na yan, di ba? Paki-cross out na rin, para physically, kunwari, ikaw nag-cross out niyan, okay? Right? I was gonna tell you, that's not how to make vision. It will not work. So, why? Well, that's operating planning thinking. What is the goal next year? How do we accomplish it? Let's go do it. Nothing wrong with that thinking, but it will not produce a vision. The one to the right is what will produce a vision. What is my vision? Why don't I go ahead and do it? And I'm just going to figure out how along the way. Ask me why. Because vision to be vision has cannot be hostage to how. Okay? Just because you don't know how to do it does not mean you should stop dreaming about it. Okay? Vision cannot be hostage to resources. Just because you don't have the money to do it does not mean you should not go out and reach the world for Christ. Okay? So, victories, vision, I like it. I mean, disciples, making disciples in every campus, in every nation, in our generation. Are you insane? You see? I mean, we don't have the money to do that. So what? Vision cannot be hostage to resources. We don't know how to do it. So what? Vision cannot be hostage to know-how. Just because you don't know how to do it, just because you don't have the resources to do it, does not mean you should not dream about it. Because vision cannot be hostage to resources or capability, okay? Vision is driven by one thing and one thing alone. Ask me what? Desire. What do you want? Okay? What do you want? Okay? So, pag dumating ka sa vision, kay Steve Merle, very clear eh. Oh. Kitsaka kay Rice Brooks. Disciples making disciples in every campus, in every nation, in our generation. When you cast a vision, you see, all right. Will you click the slide? Bistado na kagad itong inibale. Sige, okay? Vision, to be vision, we live here in current reality. The distance, okay, stop, between vision and current reality produces click. Tension, all right? Okay? Now, no one wants to live with tension. Okay? So, what do most people do to relieve themselves of tension? Disciples making disciples in every campus, in every nation, in our generation. Are you crazy? That vision is so far removed from reality, it stresses me out. No one wants to live with stress. So what do human beings do with vision that is so matayog to relieve themselves of stress? They lower it, okay? Most human beings will do that. When you do that, you will join the biggest club on earth. Ask me what club? The club of broken dreams, okay? The club of compromised vision, okay? Most people live their lives with no vision. Hirap eh. Most people also live their lives without passion. No vision, no passion. You know what? No passion? That is why most people underachieve their potential. Okay? The great tragedy in human life is underachieving the potential that God has put in every one of us. Okay? Now, as leaders, that potential can be approximated, even achieved, if we cast a vision that is so compelling, it will mobilize people and say, that thing is so insane, I'll go for it. Okay? Because I know God, that's what God wants me to do. Okay? And it is the journey that counts. It's not the results. Okay? So, when you cast a vision, you know that it's kind of slightly insane. Because people will say, are you crazy? And you have to answer just a little bit. Okay? So, I want us to practice. I'm going to ask you, are you crazy? And I want to say just a little bit. Yung just a little bit visionary ka. Yung totally mandaluyong ka. Iba yon. There's a thin line between being a visionary and being totally insane. So ito, just a little bit, okay? And it's just a little bit because we know the Holy Spirit is there, okay? So, practice. Are you crazy? Are you insane? Very good, okay? Just a little bit. What you do is to use the energy created by the tension to click, arrive at creative solutions, okay? I'll give you a business example. Business example. We had receivables of 56 days in Del Monte. Our credit terms were 30 days. In other words, if I deliver product to you in 30 days, you're supposed to pay me. So if every one of our customers paid us on time, we will have a receivables exposure of 30 days. We had a receivables exposure of 56 days. That means we were not collecting on time. And so I asked the question, what kind of a business are we? Are we a charity? I mean, we give away product and we allow people not to pay us on time? So I said, this is unacceptable. Okay? I said, I want perfect trading terms. Kung 30 days, dapat 30 days. So when you have a vision, yun ang directive. Perfect 30-day terms, okay? Yung vision. There are two questions that we ask ourselves. Number one, what will it take? Number two, why don't we do it? Okay? Number one, what will it take? Number two, why don't we do it? The first question came up with all sorts of resistance. Why don't we do it? Hirap niyan, boss. I mean, wow. All the excuses why we cannot do it. Okay? And I ask why 5 times. Why? Kasi yung ganito eh. Bakit? Ba't ganun? Kasi yung ganun eh. Ba't ganun yun? Kasi yung ganun dun. Ba't ganun dun? Kasi yung ganun dun. At the bottom of it is because we've done it this way all the time. So I said, why should we do it like that all the time? What will it take and why don't we do it? Make a long story short, the linear thinking will be to increase the number of collectors. Okay? The people actually removed all collectors. And we allowed people to open up their bank accounts. We told our customers, we want you to open up a bank account which is connected to the Del Monte bank account. Pag takdang panahon at magbabayad ka na, ikaw magdeposito ng bayad mo sa bank account na yon, at we will sweep it electronically from the office. So tanong ng customer, ba't ko naman gagawin para sa iyon? Bibigyan kita ng prompt payment discount. And we calculated the amount of discount that we can give them. It was more than the interest they will earn if they kept the money with them. So we told them, kung hindi mo ako babayaran on time, ilagay mo sa banko yan, ito yung kikitahin mo. Pero pag bayaran mo ako on time, ito yung kikitahin mo kasi may discount ka. And the arithmetic was very simple. Any businessman could see it. So, what happened? In about 12 months, we went from 56 days, give me a number, 30? 12. No one, no other company had 12 days DSO. Okay? Our treasury people walk into the office, they opened up their laptops, they sweep electronically all of the cash from all the other accounts. And one of the toughest customers, Herbert C. of SM. Tough customer, SM Supermarkets, very powerful. Okay? I deliver to SM today. You know when Herbert C. will pay me? 24 hours later. And SM is 44% of our business. And why? The arithmetic is very simple. I make more money paying Del Monte quickly than if I don't pay Del Monte quickly. Okay? So, you apply that in church. Okay? What will it take? Okay? This is what I want. Okay? I want, I don't want you to aim for number of attendees. I want you to aim for number of leaders. I'll give you a rule of thumb. 10:1. Church attendance divided by 10. That's the number of leaders I want. Okay? You have 1,000 attendees, I want 100 leaders. If we have only 20 now, I want 100 as soon as possible. Okay? 5,000 church attendance, I want 500 leaders. If you already have a ratio of 10:1, 8:1. See? If you look at the history of Victory, okay, when we had a ratio of 8, less than 10, we were growing like this. Then we plateaued. Okay? And you could look at the ratio, it was above 10. Okay? So, the faster we make leaders, the greater the closer we will get to the discipling program. We don't want attendees. We want leaders. So what you do is, kung gusto mo, you envision the number of attendees your church can accommodate on the basis of 6 services on Sunday, for example. Yung physical facility mo, okay, 6 services on Sunday. Okay, kung punuin ko yan, 80% of it, ilang attendees yun? 4,000. Oh, sige, divided by 10, I want 400 leaders as soon as possible. Ganun, okay, that's a good vision. Okay? And you're not talking, you're aiming at the right number of leaders. Okay? Because you know, you have leaders, you will have attendees. Okay? All right, so, and then, the only thing that will regulate vision is values. Okay? Okay, we want to maintain our sanity. We want to maintain our soul. We want to maintain our relationship with God and with our spouses and children as we pursue the vision. Okay? So, the values have to be intact. Okay? We cannot sacrifice the values for the sake of the vision. Okay? Because otherwise, hindi siya holistic. One-dimensional lang siya. So you have your 400 leaders, but everyone is burnt out and their marriages are on the rocks. Doesn't work. So, sasabihin mo, di alit ang sikip niya. Kanya nga vision eh. What you want is you want to be a holistic winner for God. Okay? You achieve your goals for God and through God, through His power. Kung through His power, you don't have to burn out. Kasi burnout is the sign of lack of dependence on the Holy Spirit. Okay? And lack of clarity on mission and vision. You can't say no. Kanya ka nagbe-burnout eh. Oo ka ng oo eh. Ang tawag sa inyo, COO. COO ng oo. Okay? And a CEO, you know, CEO, a chief effort officer. Oh, kasi you're doing everything. Oh. CEO and CEO, chief effort officer and COO ng oo. Oh. Equals burnout pastor. Okay? All right, so turn the page. I want you to develop a 2 to 3, page 6, a 2 to 3 word vision statement for my work. Guide questions. What are the major irritations or frustrations in my work? To what level of excellence do I want to take my team or group? How do I want my team to be perceived by its audiences? Is there a slightly insane numeric goal or vision I can cast to rally myself or my people? Articulate in 2 to 3 words your work vision statement. Okay? Cannot be a sentence. 3 words max. 1 word better. 2 words better. Okay? Honor God, make disciples is 4 words. Not bad. Okay? Give me 3 words. Think about your present situation now. Anong kinaiinisan mo? Anong kinababagalan mo? Anong saan ka frustrated? Okay? The source of a vision can be your frustrations and you know, in Del Monte, I said, enough is enough. Okay? I don't like 56 days there, so enough is enough. I want, whatever our terms are, I want us to fulfill it. And naging 12 days tuloy. Oh. So, 2 minutes. Again, the test of a vision is, number one, clarity. Clear. Number two, compelling. Okay? I mean, if you already have 200 leaders and you want to have 220 leaders, that is not a vision. Okay? Round numbers are good numbers. Okay? 100 leaders is a nice round number if you only have 20 now. Oh. So, kailangan clear, kailangan compelling. It has to be specific. To have as many leaders as possible is not a good vision. Because hindi siya specific. Give me a number, Pastor. Okay? So, try it. Who wants to share? 3-4 people to share. You can polish this at home, but what is God telling you? Give me a vision. Yes, the island. Just do it. Okay? I'll give feedback, okay? Okay? Ako yung follower mo. Okay? Pastor, do what? So, kaya specific. All right? Brother. Okay? Sounds more like a mission statement than a vision. Okay? I mean, I need a number. I need... Kasi, I'm your follower, eh. I want you to capture my imagination. Wow. Disciples making disciples in every campus, in every nation, our generation. Are you crazy? But that is very specific. Okay? It will guide day-to-day work. Who else was raising his hand? Joseph.
This was recent for our building project to build leaders and transform generations. And then, actually, the build leaders, we already have a number. It's sub 60 by 2016 and 6 full-time by 2017.
Yun ang gusto ko marinig eh. Alam mo, yung to build leaders and ano?
Transform generations.
To build and transform generation, it sounds like I love my mother. Yun ang talaga motherhood statement. But I'm your follower. I'm the member of the church. Pastor, give me something. And when you said 60 leaders by? Okay, how many leaders do you have now? 25, okay. That sounds like an annual goal. Okay. How about 100 leaders by 2017? You know what I'm saying? Kailangan, meron siyang time frame. Yung vision... Del Monte was selling 275 million pesos a year. I said, the billion quest. Whoa. Billion. Alex, what kind of mathematical regression did you do to arrive at 1 billion? Wala. Ba't mo gusto? Lalang. Sarap pakinggan eh. You see. Desire. Pero it's very specific. The billion quest. And I use the word quest to make it sound like Don Quixote. It was kind of insane. See, to us godly men, magkakaintindihan tayo. Pero to the rank and file, the members of the church, they need to hang on to something. Give me a number. Give me something specific. So, kasi ako yung kakayo dyan eh. Ako yung sasali dyan eh. Give me a number. You see, sometimes kasi the pastoral thinking is dapat godly and lofty yung statement. I mean, 100 leaders by 2017, san sa Bible yun? But hey, I mean, to God, I mean, nothing is secular. Everything is spiritual. Even when you talk about a secular number like 100 leaders by 2017. You see? So, don't bore people to death by platitudes and generalities. Nandiyan na tayo. Ipascal mo na yung honor ng God making disciples. So, settled na yon. Making disciples and transforming nations. Settled na yon. Now, give me specifics. I need something, Pastor, that will guide me day to day. Okay? Na kaya kong sakmalin. Kaya kong, na pag sumali ako dyan, na may measure ko. Para gaganahan ako. Yun eh. Okay? So, you start with round numbers. 100 is a good round number. If you have 20 leaders now, I would exactly aim for 100. 100 leaders by end of 2017, for example. Wow. That's something, actually, madali yun. By end 2016. It is not an operating plan na 60 leaders by end of 2015. That's not an operating plan. Gusto ko, there's a throw. 2 to 3 years. Okay? Yan, malaking, niya talagang mayayanig yung makakarinig niya na, boss naman, ano ba naman niya? Hindi naman next year eh. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Okay? All right. I'm running out of time, so let's continue. A 2 to 3 word vision statement for my life. Okay? Guide questions. What kind of life do I want to live? Articulate in 2 to 3 words a vision for your life. Okay? Now, you got to do this at home. Okay? I don't have time to do this now. And even in my commercial seminars, I don't ask them to do it during the seminar. Okay? I want you to do this at home. You can break up your vision in other areas: health, exercise regimen, wealth, marriage, other family relationships, other areas of my life. What I'm trying to do is this. I want you to create a vision for just about every area of your life. Okay? Kasi I'm trying to encourage you to be visionaries. If you have a vision for every area of your life, when you go to work in the church organization, ang daling maging visionary. Sample, okay? I wanted to be more healthy. Okay? I started with my weight. Okay? I did not know how to lose weight. I like to eat. And my exercise was golf. It was not good enough. But you know what? I asked myself, what will it take? Why don't I do it? So, inanalyze ko. I play golf. Every time I play golf, I eat too much. Because I eat during golf. I eat after golf. And when I come home, I have to eat again to show my wife that golf is not separating us from the dining room table. Para wala siyang issue. So, I eat too much. I identified golf as one of the biggest culprit in my weight. So, what will it take? Give up golf. Wow. But I did. I haven't played golf in 3 years. Okay? And my golfing buddies have excommunicated me from the golfing church for refusal to attend its worship services. Okay? But you know what? I've lost 27 pounds. And it's off. It has not come back. It's still going down. I can't believe it. Cannot believe it. But I ask myself the question, what will it take? Why don't I do it? Amazing. When you have a vision, ganyan ang diskarte mo, very fundamental, very foundational. Now, what will it take? Why don't you do it? Yung pala eh. I went to the gym instead of playing golf. The turnaround time in the gym is 2.5 hours. In golf, the turnaround time is 7 hours, door to door. I leave the house, and then 7 hours later, I come back, and no one else at home likes to play golf, so it's time away from the family. Okay, so I want you to develop visions about your health, about your relationship. I mean, I told my wife, romantic lover, and she said, yeah, right. I told my children, cool dad, yeah, right. Dad, you're so jologs, you're hopeless. A vision. I wanted to have a vision for every area of my life. And what happens, pag may vision ka, pag visionary ka na, para kang scan that is always turned on. Okay? Now listen carefully. when circumstances happen, you know there's a breakthrough. There's a convergence of circumstances where your vision, God is opening up circumstances for your vision to be accomplished. Kasi kumisan, billion quest, I had no idea how to do it. Okay, reducing receivables, had no idea how to do it. But then we adopted a new enterprise IT system. And when I saw that, SAP, wow, it was a game changer. Because I had a vision, my scan was always on. And when circumstances happen, I'm very quick to seize the opportunity. Kung wala akong vision, hindi ko makikita yung opportunity eh. Are you with me? And since meron akong vision, yung scan ko, nakabukas kagad. So, when I saw, ayun, gym is better than golf. Because I read it somewhere, ganun. So, naka-on parati yung scan ko. You see. I have a vision to be a much better facilitator in leadership training programs. So, I'm always scanning the things, the internet for good leadership things. So, when I read Focus is the New IQ, I absorb. I get it. And I pass it on. You see. Kasi my scan is always on. Because I have a vision to be as good a teacher as I can possibly be. Are you with me? So, if you are a visionary at home in other areas of your life, pagdating mo sa trabaho mo, ang daling mag-vision. Tsaka practical. And what you want is when you cast the vision, every member in your church, A, will understand it, B, will be amazed by it, how amazing that vision is, and, you know, accomplish it. All right. This is what I want to share with you. When you have a vision, the present is a consequence of the future, not the past. Okay? When you have a vision, the present is a consequence of the future, not the past. I had a friend, his vision was 48 by 50. Yun ang vision niya. 42 by 50. So sabi ko sa niya, parang, what does that mean? 42 kilometers by the age of 50. I want to run a marathon before I am 50 years old. He was 48 years old. Sabi ko, kung naman pare. Sige na nga. Never ran in his life. I mean, here is an example of a delusional individual. Okay? So sabi niya, pare, paano ba? I ran eh. So sabi ko, sige, kita tayo, alas 6 ng umaga. Kita kami sa BF. Takbo kami. Siyempre, kung long distance, mabagal. Sabi niya, ang bagal natin. Ang space dapat conversational. You run and you can still converse with somebody. Ayun, ang bagal eh. Sabi ko pare, ang hinahanap mo ata, 100 meter dash. Yung marathon, mabagal talaga. Ayun, kanya katatagal. Oo. Okay, so we ran 1K. Tapos 5K. Tapos 10K. Tapos 15K, siya na lang mag-isa. Iyoko na. Okay? We after office, we'll say, oh pare, let's go have merienda. Sabi niya, pare, kayo na lang. Magte-30K pa ako eh. Wow. Samantalong araw, siya pasimuno nun. Okay? After a while, pare, mag-40K pa ako. Wow. See, that guy changed his life. He had a vision of the future. He is running 42 kilometers. Okay? The future, the present is a consequence of the future. His dream of running a marathon determined what he did on a daily basis. If I will run 42K by the time I'm 50 years old, this is what I'll have to do today. So I love this quotation because it says, when you have a vision, the present is a consequence of the future, not the past. In other words, the test of sincerity of vision is this. Are you actually doing things on a daily basis that will bring you closer to your vision? That is the test. If you're not doing every day what you should do to bring yourself to the vision, you're not serious about your vision. You're just joking. It's just another platitude that you have expressed to your congregation. Okay? But when people see that you are doing today what will contribute to your vision in the future, then they too will model, because you're modeling it, they too will emulate your example. All right. Turn the page. The third structure is expectations. No, mabilis lang ito. Job descriptions, okay? The first structure is mission or purpose. Is purpose clear? Is the mission clear? The second structure is vision. The third structure is, believe it or not, a very an interesting thing called job descriptions. Job descriptions are structural. Okay? Pag walang job description, eh hindi malalaman ng tao anong trabaho niya, anong inaasahan mo sa kanya. Okay? So, first things first, do you have a job description as senior pastor? Okay? If I know the church, you don't. If you don't, why don't you write one? Okay? You know, email HR and say, I need a template job description. I want to write a job description for senior pastor. Write yourself a job description so that it will structure you. Okay? It is structural. Then, write a job description for each and every one of your ministry heads. Okay? Including lahat. Kids church, music ministry, you know, discipleship ministry, you know, care ministry. Develop a job description. Basic purpose. Bakit inimbento ng church ang trabahong senior pastor? Principal accountabilities. Hindi tasks, responsibilities. Reporting relationship, sino boss mo? Decision-making authority, hanggang saan ka pwede before you refer it to a higher authority. Knowledge and skills required. Okay? So, click it. Next slide, please. They are individual slices of the organization's mission statement. Okay? They ensure employees' day-to-day activities align with the organization's mission, clarify what people are accountable for and how their performance will be evaluated, guide performance and compensation management. You know what? Job descriptions are so structural. I do not understand why even commercial organizations don't have well-written job descriptions. I understand why churches don't have well-written job descriptions because we don't think about it. Okay, I ran this a similar seminar with the Joseph Bonifacio's Life organization, and right there and then they did not let me go. Yeah, Pastor Alex, you must make a job description for us right now. So, gumawa kami ng job description ng campus ministry. Okay? Sabi ko, walang job description. How do you know who's doing a good job and who's doing a bad job? Kung walang job description, paano kang magagalit in a professional way? Oh. You know, and this is the bane of many NGOs, nonprofits, and churches, okay? You know why? Alam mo yung mindset, the church mindset. Oh, we're working for God, the Almighty. You know, we don't need a job description. We get our job description every morning when we do quiet time. Yeah, right. I mean, masyadong spiritual. We don't need. This is too secular. Come on, there's nothing secular in God's eyes. Job descriptions are very sacred and spiritual. You see. Adam had the job description. Go and cultivate the garden. Hindi naman sinabi ni God, sige, bahala ka, maglamierda ka dyan, mamatay ka. Wala naman ganun. He had a job description to care for the garden, cultivate the garden. Okay? So, this is structural. Too many NGOs, too many nonprofits, too many churches are too unstructured in this respect. And then we are surprised why things are not achieved the way they should be achieved. And by the way, we are surprised why not too many people love to volunteer. You know what? If there's enough structure and I'm a volunteer, wow, I'm going to enjoy volunteering because I know what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to do it, and I'm going to be evaluated whether I did it well or not. You see? Ushers, why should they not have a job description? They should have a job description. Welcomers, why should they? Everyone should have a job description. Yeah. Yan ang tinatawag kong structure. Masyadong kulang tayo sa structure. Ayan, okay? Click it. You must emphasize accountabilities, not tasks. Focus employees on results, not job duties. A more generic job description doesn't require modification for every minor change in duties. If I were a senior pastor today, the first thing I will do is write a job description for me. Then I will write a job description for each of my direct reports and ministry heads. If I don't know how to write a job description, I'm going to go to the HR people and ask them to teach me how to write a job description. If they don't know how to write a job description, I'm going to source a mentor to help me. Because bossing, this is so structural, I will get varicose veins of the neck screaming about job description, job description, job description. Okay? Click. Tatlong structure isang process. Okay? Is there a performance appraisal system? Elements of a performance appraisal system, you need job descriptions. You need goals. You need a performance appraisal form, and you need a performance appraisal process. Click that slide. Why do performance appraisals? Everyone say, duh. To measure employee achievement and guide compensation adjustment, identify training and development needs, assess promotability, determine career trajectory, help clarify employees' career goals, and address underperformance issues and or poor attitude. Okay? Click the slide, please. The performance appraisal is not an HR function. Everyone say, not an HR function. It is a line function. You are line managers. You are the line manager. Okay? You can't go to HR and say, paki-appraise mo nga itong ministry head kong ito. Gusto kong pagalitan eh. Eh, trabaho mo yun eh. Cannot be delegated by the leader. If there is one thing you cannot delegate, it's a performance appraisal of people who report to you. It's one of the most strategic things an organizational leader does because it answers people's need for honest and helpful feedback. Okay? Too many times, masyado po natin winiwido. Winiwido natin yan. Now, I know this is structural, and I know as pastors, preachers, this may or may not be your strength. But folks, whether you like it or not, you are in a position of leadership. And this is a very, very crucial leadership function. Okay? It doesn't have to be very complicated. It could be a one-page appraisal system. Have you ever been appraised by your boss? Okay? Have you appraised your direct reports with a formal appraisal system process? Okay? Some of you have, some of you have not. Alam mo, napaka, this is again, structured and process. This is a process. I'll tell you, I hate performance appraisals. Ask me why. Too much work to do. Okay? I'll give you a tip on how to do it. Okay? First of all, do you have a KPI or KRA system? Key performance indicators? Key result areas? You know? Do you have goals? Individual goals for every ministry? Okay? I guess we don't. Okay? All right, next topic. No. In the business world, there are KRAs or KPIs. KRA is a key result area or a key performance indicator. If you want, in church, there could be goals we agreed to do in 2015. Maski human lang. Okay? So, bawat ministry head, meron tayong goal for 2015. Let's say ginawa natin nung late 2014. This is the agreed goal for each ministry in 2015. Okay? So, goals for 2015. What I do is I give the ministry head, okay, here are the goals we agreed you will accomplish. Will you please fill up the actual and submit it to me? Okay. Then, in 3 days, I get that. So, ito yung goal, ito yung actual. In other words, yung subordinate ko ang gumawa noon. Hindi ako. I will tell the subordinate, I will not take your input for granted on face value. I will check it. But I want cut number one to come from you. First draft to come from you. Once I get it, do you have a performance appraisal form? Meron. I give the individual the performance appraisal form. And I will tell the individual, ministry head, will you appraise yourself? I will not necessarily take your appraisal on face value because it's self-appraisal. But I want the first draft to come from you. I want it in 3 days. So in 6 days, I have a goal sheet filled with actuals and the first draft of a performance appraisal form. And everyone knows it's easier to edit something that has been started than to start from scratch. That's how I do performance appraisals. But I'm telling you, you want to be an effective leader, boss, I cannot sweeten the message. If you don't do this, you cannot possibly be a strong leader. Okay? Because walang development mangyayari dyan, walang feedback mechanism, your people will not know where they stand, and lalang, it's just, it's too structural, it's too vital a process not to have in any organization. That's why a lot of nonprofits, a lot of churches, okay, languish in mediocrity and underachievement because vital processes and structures do not exist or are not taken seriously, okay? All right. Finally, career direction, okay? Are there career or ministry tracks and are your people aware of them, okay? All right. Now, why is this important? Well, this is important because any human being will want to know. I mean, pastor, if I do well, I'm a ministry head. I mean, where do I go from here? I've been praying to God. I've been asking him for direction. And the answer I got from God was, ask your pastor. So I'm here. What is my career track? Okay? Now, ang kagandahan naman po sa church, eh, hindi naman masyadong makukulit ng mga tao natin about career tracks. But if you want to be the good leader, pinag-usapan natin effective leadership. You have to look at each of your people and ask yourself the question, are they in the right spot? Okay? And the answer to that will be shown by, are they producing well? If they're not, do I have a square peg in a round hole? Okay? In fact, why don't I go ahead and click the thing. Okay, career tracks are key drivers in engaging and retaining good people. The questions to answer, are there real career opportunities available? Are they visible to my people? And how can I facilitate internal career moves? Click the slide. Okay, these are the various career tracks. Okay, and click the slide. This is what I want to deal with. Okay, John Naron alluded to this. Okay, what you want when you appraise people is this. You want them to be in their sweet spot. Everyone say sweet spot. Okay. The career or ministry sweet spot is the convergence of three spheres: passion, skill, and value. Where those three converge, that is the individual sweet spot. Okay? I'll give you an example. Some people have a passion for something, but they are not skilled in it. Okay? I have a passion for boxing. I'm not a skilled boxer. I have been watching Manny Pacquiao knock people out for 300 pesos a night 20 years ago when he was just a 17-year-old boxer. I've been watching Manny Pacquiao a long time ago. And I told myself, malayo pupuntahan itong batang to. And I was right. Ang lakas tumuntok ni Manny Pacquiao. I'm very passionate about boxing. Okay? I know it's a very ungodly sport. But it's my father's fault. He brought me to Flash Elordi fights when I was a kid. And we were in the general admission. Nakalargabista kami. And nung araw, bumili ka na isang siopaw sa Mamonlok. You guys remember Mamonlok? You buy one siopaw in Mamonlok, you eat that siopaw. They're so big, you're good for 1 week. Yeah. As a small kid, my dad told me, huwag kang kakain pag nandyan na si Flash Elordi. Eh, gutom na ko eh. So, I bite into my siopaw. Pag tumingala ako, nakalatag na sa hig yung hapon. Na-knockout na. Sabi ko, tatay ko, oh, tapos na, Alex. Sabi ng tatay ko sa akin, ha, tapos na? Okay? And I saw a few of these Flash Elordi fights. And I was fascinated with boxing. Doon ko nakuha yun, okay? I don't have the skill. Okay? So, I am a spectator. If you're passionate about something, you're not skilled in it, you're a spectator. Okay? So, some people are passionate about singing, they're not skilled in singing. Mag-volunteer music ministry. Maging spectator ka na lang kaya, anak. Okay? Some people are passionate about something and they are skilled in it, but they don't give value nor do they get any value. Example, there's a woman in Tagaytay. She is in the Guinness Book of Records as having solved the most number of gigantic jigsaw puzzles. Okay? And she has a sign at the outside her house, visit the Jigsaw Puzzle Museum, magbabayad ka. Okay, she's very skilled. She's passionate about it. She's very skilled. Is she making any money? Is she giving a lot of value to society? I mean, what difference to society will it make if you solve giant jigsaw puzzles or not? Not a lot. Is she getting value from society? No, I don't see a long line of people trying to get into her house to see the museum. So, if you're passionate about something, you're skilled in it, pero walang value, it's a hobby. It's a hobby, okay? However, if you are passionate about something and you are skilled in it and you provide value, the world will give you value back. You provide value to the church will give you value back. You are at your sweet spot, okay? I will go for Gary V any old day versus Martin Nievera. And it's not because Gary V is a Christian and Martin is not. I don't know. Maybe Martin is a Christian too. I don't know. Gary starts with passion. He was a member of the singing group in De La Salle. What? Ano pangalan? Kundirana, right? Pwede na yung skill, but he had more passion than skill. Okay? But he was so passionate about performing, he developed his skill to a level where he now has achieved his sweet spot. Okay? A friend of mine has a company that had a 40-year anniversary. Okay? They invited Gary V, Presyong Kaibigan, to sing 6 songs for 1 hour. 600,000 pesos. He's passionate about performing. He has developed his skill in performing. He is giving value to society as an entertainment. And society is giving back value to him. Okay, that's a sweet spot. Okay? So, what do you want? As a pastor, am I in my sweet spot? Am I passionate about... Oh, hold on. Am I passionate about what I'm doing? Am I good at it? Okay? Boss, you are providing eternal value. Okay? Far better than what Gary V can give. Okay? Okay? And are you deriving value? You derive value when people respond to you and they actually disciple people and they actually live godly life. My goodness, the value that we provide and the value we get is immeasurable. Sweet spot, yeah. Okay, now, many people start with skill, okay? May opening, computer, IT sa church. Oh, sige. Let's say, permanent job. So, may sweldo. Sige. I start with skill and I have value. May sweldo ako. Okay? I provide value with my skill. But sometimes, lulugo-lugo ako. Wala akong passion. The job of a leader is to inspire this man to up the passion so that sweet spot siya. Are you with me? Sometimes, puro passion, walang skill. Oh, wag po sana kayo sasamahan loob. Sintunado po kayo. Wag kayo sa music ministry. Dapat doon kayo. Napaka-passionate niyo. Doon kayo sa ano? Doon kayo sa kids church. Kasi doon maski sintunado. Basta may puso, malayong pupuntahan mo ron. In other words, you want people in their sweet spot. You can only achieve this by observation and by performance appraisal, by paying attention to your people. Okay? So, 5 structures and processes. Okay? Mission, purpose has to be clear. Vision has to be compelling. Job descriptions must exist. Maski na hindi magandang pagkasulat, there must be a job description. You must appraise the performance of your people, no matter how underdeveloped the performance appraisal form is. And you must develop career tracks. Your goal is to keep people, help people achieve their sweet spots. Okay, I'll tell you, okay, before we break. When you are in your sweet spot, listen carefully. When you are in your sweet spot, when anyone is in his or her sweet spot, you will never work a day in your life. Work becomes play. It becomes a joy. Okay? It becomes TGIM. Thank God it's Monday. I'm going to go back to work again. Well, in your case, thank God it's Tuesday. TGIT. Ang pangit pakinggan. Kasi alam ko, Lunes ang bakasyon nyo. Anyway, are you with me? Say, okay, TGIS, thank God it's Sunday. I'm going to preach again. I love doing this. When you are in your sweet spot, you will never work a day in your life. Okay? Now, when people see you enjoying yourself so much, you know what they're going to say? Pastor, I want to be like you. Wow. You have achieved one of the great purposes of leadership, to have people emulate you as the model. Okay? Take 10 minutes.